Hello, everybody. You're tuned in to the RedMatterSite.com podcast entitled Background Noise. It's October 8th, 2009, and the weather is doing, well, let's just say the weather's doing whatever it's doing outside your window. I'm your host, Luke James, here. Well, not the only host, of course. We've got some other guys here. We've got Devin DeVelle, Derek Gordon, Zachy Raffi, and we've got a lot of great stories for you and prizes to give away.
And I hate to say it, but Luke is not going to use that voice anymore.
No, that was it.
That's it.
That's it. And we actually have no prizes.
It was nice while it lasted, but
not going
to
get anything.
It's time to go.
I guess we'll jump right into the first story then.
Let's do it.
David Letterman has sex with girls, apparently.
That's gross.
I know, right? And people are really upset about it.
Yeah.
Well, he handled it pretty well, though, I got to say. Like, if you saw on this, did you watch any of the show at all?
Yeah, I watched his apology and stuff.
It's a pretty good apology, I think. He covered everything. He made a lot of jokes about it and
covered
it. Good way to take away all the stuff the guy had on him, you know?
Oh, there's not too much. Obviously, we'll get more in the story. Yeah. The guy was trying to extort him, Robert Joel Halderman. Well, he was trying to get millions of dollars out of Letterman, saying that he has stories about his past. And that's what forced Letterman to come out and say, obviously, say everything that he did.
Yeah,
with these women, but it's not even really. There's not even really too much to it. Like
he had sex with some girls
when he was dating the woman he's married to now. They weren't married at the time; they were dating, and he hooked up with some people he worked with.
Yeah, and he's in a position of power. Obviously, he's on TV. He's got money. I mean, that happens more often than you'd think. But I mean, since he's on TV, it just.
Well, he's a public figure, and is his job safe? Hopefully, you know, he's been there for like 20 some years.
If he lost his job, I wouldn't care. He's had a good run. He's rich. Retire. Go home.
Yeah.
Plant something.
Yeah,
plant a garden.
I don't know. I don't really watch Letterman either. But I mean, I don't think anything is really going to come out of it. Like, there's not.
Come on, Bill Clinton.
Much, he's just worried about his marriage right now because
something came out of him.
Something came out of him, all right.
And into his workers.
On a couple of satiny blouses.
Bill Clinton stayed president. Come on, Letterman should keep his
late-night host. Yeah, that's true. But, and they were saying, too, that they're trying to make it, like, sensualize it some more and make it seem crazier. They were saying that he had a sex lair.
Yeah.
But really, it's probably just his office.
Where
he goes to relax after, you know, after doing
a show.
He
might have, like, a sword and a mace on the walls or something.
Yeah, exactly.
An iron gate you have to creep through to get in. You know?
A suit of armor,
some
maybe.
Some rats chewing cheese.
A bear rug.
And, I mean, anybody in entertainment needs to have somewhere to go to get away from that kind of stuff.
Oh, exactly.
Right?
And get a couple blowjobs from some interns.
Yeah, that too.
You may as well. I mean, why not?
But isn't it... I think I read that... he's still in a serious, serious relationship with the girl, but he was apologizing to his wife on TV, wasn't he? Because he hurt her?
He's still with his wife and the girl?
That can't be right.
I think he apologized to everybody involved. He didn't want to have their personal lives invaded by the media.
But I just finished reading that he was still in a serious relationship with the girl. Maybe I read that wrong.
I don't know. Actually, the guy who was trying to extort him, that Robert guy, his ex-girlfriend was Stephanie, who was one of the staff members that Letterman had relations with.
Oh.
And I guess they were serious, I guess. That was his main whore, if you will. But no, that's not right.
If we're going to be extorting someone, though, now's the time, because this is popular, and rich people don't want to be in Letterman's shoes. So, like, I don't have a reason to. I'd have to trick a rich man into giving me his secrets and then extort money from him. And then it'd be like, dude, you don't want to end up like Letterman.
I like how he handled it. Like, he didn't give the guy the money. He just came out on his show, and he admitted that he did have sex with these girls, and, you know, that's...
Actually, he mailed him a check for $2 million, and then they traced it.
Oh, fake one, wasn't it?
Yeah, they traced it to his bank account, and they arrested him.
Jesus. This guy's walking around with a fake check for, like, $2 million.
He feels so good.
He's skipping. The birds are flying around his head like a cartoon.
Yeah, exactly. On cloud nine for a whole 20 minutes until he gets arrested.
Wait a minute, why are the police here?
And I read on one of the reports that one of the extorting guy's friends felt bad because no one was backing the extorter.
Really?
I was like, no offense, but fuck. If you can trick a dude, into giving you a bunch of money, I don't have a problem with that. You know, good job, you know?
Yeah.
You got away with it. But if you fail and you know, you look like an ass, you end up in jail... you know, that's part of the risk.
Too bad.
You know?
That's what happens.
I don't feel bad for you. Like, oh, extorter. Better luck next time, buddy.
Yeah. The funny thing about it, too, is that Robert guy, he's a producer for 48 Hours Mystery.
Yeah.
Which is it? Somehow that must tie in. It's kind of funny.
There's probably an episode, and he's like, "Ha! I'll try this on David Letterman. Yeah. You God. Wise guy. It didn't fucking work, so don't."
No, and he's I guess Letterman's all worried now, obviously, about his marriage, and like, he made a lot of jokes about everything, but he seemed pretty sincere with the stuff he had to say as far as, you know, making his marriage work. But
yeah, but I mean, he can seem as sincere as he wants on his own TV show.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like he came out and said this before the guy extorted him.
Not
it was
that,
public knowledge, so he basically had to go out and do it.
Yeah,
but you
can kind of tell when a guy's, I don't know, I'd like to think.
I really don't think so with him, because that guy's a dick, first of all. He's treated some of his guests like complete assholes after, like, pretending to interview him. Like, that guy's become so good at being fake on TV, he could be quite fake.
That's
and
true.
It could fly
I gotta give you that.
Like,
that's
he
true.
Does not want to interview half these people. You know he doesn't, because every now and then he lets it slip and he just fucking, he'll go at somebody. Like the time he had that Spencer dude on from the MTV show, that blonde-haired fucking fruity ass.
No, I didn't even hear that. What was that?
He came on the show and then Letterman's just like, "Why are you on my show? Like, how did you get here?"
What am I supposed to say to you?
And then he's like, "I can't believe this." And then he was just making jokes saying about how shitty he was.
Really?
Yeah. It was really like, that's what America's thinking, is how did this little shithead get on Letterman, where, you know, people like Steve Martin and Martin Short, I say them because they were on that episode, are sitting, and then this little jerk-off is sitting there, you know? Like, fuck him.
Famous for just existing, really, being on a reality
show. He's famous for the wrong reasons.
And like you said about the extorter, you know, he took a chance, he got caught. Don't feel sorry for him. This guy took a chance, he got caught.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't think there's too much more, really, to get into that. I mean, it happens. It's going to be in the news for fucking, you know, at least another month.
Well, this is only the beginning, right?
Yeah.
After this, we hear about, you know, what people were affected by it. Other stories will come out. Fake stories will come out like crazy.
Yeah.
Like, now's the time to fucking, you know, just dance around and...
Yeah, every young girl that worked on the set at all is going to say, "Oh yeah, I had sex with David Letterman."
Mind you,
it's just
a lot
ridiculous.
Of people have been vouching for him, saying that he's been a great boss and, like, he's just, like... very nice, and he's very close to all the people. So I don't know. We don't know. We'll never know.
He actually made a good joke about that. He said, "This is all just phase one." He says, "Phase two is me at Oprah's crying on the couch."
Yeah,
that's a pretty good joke, right?
Yeah.
But
that's what you have to do.
Yes.
If you're gonna take it too seriously, we're gonna make fun of you.
Yeah,
you know, you gotta laugh with it, or we're gonna laugh.
Oh,
at
it was the perfect defense just to go at himself.
Even the first time he walked out, how he kind of turned, and hid behind the pillar for a second,
yeah,
like as if to say, like, "Oh, shit,
look what
at
I gotta
me.
Do."
Yeah, like that was cool. I don't like the guy, but he handled it well.
Yeah,
yeah, I'll give him that.
Yeah.
You know who isn't handling things all that well in a certain case?
I don't think he handles things at all. He just kind of creeps in and watches
he just
them.
Creeps in and watches them.
He watches them sleep.
Yeah, the Halifax South End Sleep Watcher. There have been 14 incidents in the last 12 months around Dalhousie University of a guy basically breaking into the homes of girls and just standing there watching them.
Yeah.
Not doing anything. He's not
tickling
touching them,
toes.
Tickling them, or molesting them, which you think... he would do. I mean, good for the girls. Obviously, he's not. But if you went that far, you think you would do something else. You know what I mean? Why would you watch him sleep?
Maybe that's why. Is because, like, he knows he can't get in trouble for sneaking in and fucking watching people sleep, which he can. But, I mean, they caught someone that supposedly was him. They couldn't pin him.
Yeah.
So I guess he's just like, I'll just keep doing this for 20 years. So that's right. If you live in the South End, you're fucked. This guy's going to watch you sleep.
It's been going on
night.
For longer than the past year, though, hasn't it? Like, hasn't he been around? I'm almost,
yes, three,
I'm
four
almost
years
positive
ago
there were... It might not be the same guy, but these stories about guys breaking in and watching girls has just been
what
all over the place.
Like, you must not have cable, first of all, if you're fucking breaking in and watching people sleep. Like,
watch
what,
a posturepedic infomercial and watch people sleeping comfortably, if that's what
get
you want.
Get an Etch-A-Sketch or something. Like, watching people sleep is fucking boring. It's the worst thing. Unless you're in love with them, then it's like, wow, they look like they're in dreamland.
They're an angel.
But I have a feeling that he's not in love with these people.
No.
Because as soon as they wake up, he flees the scene.
How funny would it be if he just, like, broke in and just pissed on them? Just to confuse them. So they wake up in the morning and they're just like, what the fuck?
Or, like, he just pisses on, like, brown-haired girls and he sings to blonde-haired ones.
He's a serial
and
pisser.
He murders red-headed ones. No offense to redheads.
No offense.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
But can you imagine waking up and seeing him, like, it's kind of like a Friday the 13th Jason. You're like when you wake up and Jason's just kind of standing there ready to kill you, except when you wake up,
he fucking
flees.
He cuts you with a machete.
Yeah, oh, Jason cuts does. You. And the sleepwatcher's like, oh, God. And then he just takes off.
I'm picturing that guy in the Family Guy, the guy that get all greased up and starts running around.
The greased up deaf guy?
Yeah, that guy. I'm picturing that, like him like running out of the room like that.
Maybe he actually does grease himself up just in case he ever gets into a little tangle with these
just so he can creep in the windows easier.
Yeah.
And he can slide away faster.
But I'm just curious how he's getting in. Like, the police are saying, make sure your windows and doors are locked. Yeah. But how stupid do you have to be to not lock your shit? Especially
when you're a 19-year-old girl in the South End.
A tender young thing in the South End.
He will tenderize your meat if you're not tender.
Anywhere in the city. I mean, not just the South End. But, yeah. I mean, if it's out in the country, I can see some people not locking their doors. But even now, most people out there do, but in the city?
You don't hear about a North End sleepwatcher.
No, because there's just other
shit going
on there.
I'm in the Central. If he wants to come and watch me sleep, if he could just tell me beforehand, he can play some Rock Band, he can jump on my computer and browse the web, and he can watch me sleep for a while.
Bring you a glass of water. Yeah. I'm thirsty, sleepwatcher.
Yeah. We'll brush our teeth together and everything. It'll be great.
I wonder if there's just one girl who's like hideous. No one will fuck her. No one will touch her. And every night she's like sitting down in front of her mirror, doing her hair up and putting on makeup and spraying perfume, getting all excited, leaving her door open a crack, unlocking
the trail
her windows.
Of cookies.
The trail of cookies.
He's like, I love cookies.
She puts her hand by her mouth and she's just like, I sure hope nobody sneaks in to watch me.
Everyone's looking at her like,
goes to bed with her fat ass. She's hideous. But, they thought they had him, but they didn't. It was a 45-year-old guy, but all the girls in the other incidents are saying that it was a 20-year-old guy.
Yeah.
Like, the sketch
and
is of a guy.
The sketch looks like fucking Ben Affleck.
Yeah, bring that. Can you go up on that sketch there for a second?
It looks
Ben with rosacea.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck with which appears to be reptilian skin on his cheeks.
Yeah.
We will post a link for this picture.
Yeah, we'll have links to a lot of the goodies we're talking about here.
Yeah, he looks like he's got his nose broken a couple times. He's got really spiky hair, so.
John Sangster makes an appearance. But,
So
lock your shit.
Yeah, on a,
don't be
stupid. Yeah, don't be stupid. Lock your doors. And if a dude creeps in to watch you sleep, fucking have a weapon.
Yeah.
This guy runs when you wake up, all right? So he's obviously not too much of a threat. Bring a fucking... If you play a clarinet, fucking have a clarinet just womp him with that thing.
Wallop him in the head with a clarinet.
Give him a clonk.
Maybe play it as you chase him out.
Yeah.
Just whack him in the head a couple
he's
of good times.
He's the Pied Piper of fucking...
Watching girls
watching
sleep
people.
and then running away. Genius.
Yeah.
You are a wordsmith.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, the sleepwatcher.
But I couldn't help but think that if they have Bishop Leahy locked up, maybe we won't see him anymore.
Maybe
Bishop Leahy was the sleepwatcher.
But these are 19-year-old women who have breasts. He prefers, if anything, he'd prefer like...
little kids.
Yeah, or like 15-year-old Asian girls with no curves.
Surprisingly,
possibly.
There's actually an article about that just recently.
Oh,
like today.
Yeah, we may as well catch them up on Bishop Leahy. Bishop Leahy's been known to take some trips to Thailand and Cambodia, Southeast
Asia. AKA the
fucking
freak sex capital of the world, where you pay money to have ladyboys poop on your fucking esophagus.
Down your esophagus sometimes.
Down your
if you're a real
gullet.
Freak.
Yeah.
I mean, it's quite possible the trips were completely valid.
I'm
going
to go on a limb and say there's no fucking way a priest would go to Bangkok to do anything. But like, what are you going to do there?
Yeah.
Is he learning kickboxing or something?
Muay Thai.
Is he watching Tony Jaa movies?
he's just getting his shins kicked so they become hard like steel.
Exactly.
So he can fight in a Muay Thai
match.
No,
he's fucking ladyboys. It's no secret. Your shit is up, buddy.
Oh, man. He's done. I actually watched a documentary before about the sex trade over there, and it's just ridiculous.
It's,
like
it's
they're selling
horrible.
Like 6-year-old girls.
It's
they
slavery.
Have,
they're still completely like they. It's disgusting. It's really really bad.
Oh, and it was so bad. They have slang for different things. Like you go in and you ask for bubble gum, and that means like two young girls will blow you, and like all the slang is like toys and stuff like that. So
and they get a lot of like they drug them up. They drug them up to the point that they rely on the drugs, and then. Like, they have to stay with their pimp or their old Thai man. The old Thai man, because they need the drugs. Because they're young and they can't, you know, they can't take that. Even the young ones get drugged up and then fucked. That's,
that's
disturbing.
Lowest of the low.
All right, we're just going to take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Background Noise at www.redmatterpsych.com.
All right, John Sangster, the illustrious 5th member of Background Noise is here with us now.
He is here.
Yeah, you might actually be the 2nd or the 3rd. I don't know what order we go in. Maybe height, maybe race, probably race.
Let's go race.
Okay.
Does that mean
race sounds good to
Does that mean I get to go first just for
first or last?
Reparations.
Yeah. Definitely last.
Give me some reparations. Come on.
Awful.
Fuck me up.
So Luke, we have to touch on something that's very near and dear to your soul.
To my soul? Yes. Oh, kittens are just, they're so, their big eyes are just.
I was talking about South Park, actually.
Oh, shit. Okay. Oh, kittens are right, too.
But what is it, season 13 now?
Season 13.
13 seasons of South Park, and they're still going strong. Like, they can still put an episode out, and I will be in a grumpy mood and just laugh, because it's good.
They've changed a lot over time, too. Like, they always kind of have a message now before. You look at their first episodes, and it was just silliness altogether.
Oh, yeah. They're actually, like, well-rounded stories. Like, they have, like there's constant parodies. Like, in this new one, there's a good parody of what's happening.
Oh, yeah. The whole dead celebrity craze.
Yeah. It's, I don't know.
Well, like, this isn't the first episode of season 13,
no,
right?
It's like the eighth. But yeah.
It's the second.
Yeah, they had a huge break.
It's weird. They always do that. It's kind of weird. They go in the fall, and I believe, when is it? Spring?
They take the summer off to fly to... Yeah.
This is the first one back.
The moon.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
But
they did a good job.
Yeah, they can make an episode faster than any other animated.
1 week.
Yeah.
It goes in, I think it's like Tuesday, and then it's on like the next Wednesday or next Thursday or whatever it is.
So they are the most topical show.
And to be fair, I mean, the actual animation is pretty...
Simple.
Easy to
yeah.
Do.
Oh, yeah. They got like 58 Korean guys in a room and they just fucking whip it up real quick.
There's circles and triangles and rectangles.
Mind you, the graphics are getting better. Like even I'm going to use the episode I just watched for reference because it's fresh in my mind. Ike had like a spinny thing above his crib and it's all 3D now and they have like ghosts that aren't just like little cutouts. They're like actually like invisible. Like the graphics are actually getting pretty good now. Like, they use the base, like, they don't change the characters, but, like, every now and then they'll have, like, a 3D or a really cool effect.
Yeah, they'll do a different sort of scenery or something like that.
It always shocks me when they change the angle it shot at. Like, you'll see above someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like there's a director, you know, directing it, which there really is, obviously, Trey Parker.
Well, yeah, there has to be a director for everything.
It would blow if there wasn't a director. Speaking of Trey Parker's directing, though, have you guys seen Cannibal the Musical? One of the first things they did.
Never saw that.
No.
I've heard about it. Never saw it, though.
It is a must-see. It's fucking hilarious. Trey
is it
Parker,
all singing, though? Like, it's a straight-up musical?
It's a musical. But trust me, like, I don't like... Do I look like a musical guy? Don't answer that.
Yes.
You fucking jerk. I can see with that smirk on your fucking mouth.
Well, you're wearing tap shoes.
He majored in music at the University of Colorado. Like, that's what he wanted to do.
That.
He has a rock band. He's in that
DVDA. Amazing.
Which is double vaginal, double anal, if anyone was curious. And Matt Stone plays the bass in it. But it's fucking hilarious. It came out in 94, like when they did Frosty versus Santa, or Jesus versus Santa.
Yeah.
The first one. The money they got from that, they used to make Cannibal the Musical. And it is hilarious. Like, it's really, really bad and hilarious.
The only thing that deters me is just the musical thing. Because I remember with, what was it, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street? Sounded like a cool story, but I started watching it and I couldn't do it.
Don't compare Johnny Depp to the fucking creators of South Park, you goon.
You don't like Johnny Depp?
If we were skating in a hockey rink, you'd be checking me even though I was just trying to score. You fucking
would.
You angry.
Yes, I would.
You angry hockey player. No, but it's worth checking out. It's pretty hilarious. And obviously, they also did Basketball, which I thought was hilarious because it's from the director of David Zucker, who did Airplane and Naked Gun. And
all those classics.
Movies kick ass.
Definitely. I'm curious about this new one I keep hearing about that they're supposed to do, Giant Monsters Attack Japan.
Yeah.
Have you heard about that?
I have heard about it, but I also heard about it like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And there's been nothing since.
I haven't heard about it. What is it?
It's a movie they were going to do that basically spoofs the whole... You know, Japanese movies like Godzilla, the guys in the big suits crushing the scenery and all that. That's what they're going to do, but do that in like a comedic manner.
Do you know if it's going to be live action or is it going to be like a
From what
animated?
I understood, it was going to be live action, but like Derek said, they haven't really released
any
more information.
All they've released is the name of it, really.
Like, you go on IMDb and it just just says the title and that's it. Doesn't really say much more. So I don't know if that was just the rumor.
And Trey speaks Japanese and he has a Japanese wife. So I guess is dear to Japan.
Think how funny
and
that would be,
though. He wants to destroy
though.
It. With
Think
the
how monsters. Funny that would be. Like, remember Team America?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that in theaters, and that was probably the hardest I ever laughed. Just the way the puppets moved, swearing
the
puppets and
in
stuff.
The alley when that happened. He's like, just puke coming out. I lost it. I thought that was so hilarious. And when I first heard about the movie, I was like, puppets? I was like, all right, you were pushing it with South Park, but it was a success. I was like, don't do puppets. That's stupid. Yeah. I thought it was going to be a flop.
They do it well.
And they did it great.
The director's cut of that movie was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the sex scene.
20-minute sex scene.
Where he pees on
her. Added in, he, like,
puking and shitting
it.
On each other.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But, yeah. You know, it makes us laugh. It's great. But, yeah, I mean, the good thing about South Park, the thing that I like so much about it, is it's so current. They make it in a week that, like, personally, I have the attention span of a fucking house fly. I want to fly around licking shit all day long.
and
that's
shitting.
It. And shitting on things. And landing on things. So, like, I need something that's fresh. I need something that's, like, current. I mean, this newest one is about dead celebrities. Yeah, you know, that's not that
Billy
current.
Mays
people have been dying for fucking the whole year.
The whole bunch.
People have been dying since the beginning.
No.
But, I mean, also...
People didn't die before this year.
They haven't had new episodes in a few months, too.
Yeah.
So they have a lot
They've
to catch up on.
Yeah. And I have a feeling that this is probably one of their, like... funner ideas that they wanted to get out right away because, like, Patrick Swayze's in it and DJ AM and David Carradine. Everyone that's died.
David Carradine's in it in panties.
Yeah.
with a rope around his neck.
Imagine how annoyed you would be to have some huge news hit whenever you're in your off season.
Yeah.
I mean, you know you have to
you
cover
it,
but at the same
so
time, it's going to be old by the time you guys make a new show.
Yeah, that would be awful.
You're like, oh! Let's
yeah.
do one now. Could have had gold. Yeah. Make it into a special or something. Just chuck it out there.
My one complaint about South Park, though, is they subtly make a point about halfway through the episode. And you're like, that's a valid point. Like, that's mm-hmm. good. That's a good moral for the episode. And then by the end, they're like beating you over the head with their point.
That's I just like how they do that and swear a lot. Like, I like how they do it in such a vulgar manner, but they have that message and there's always something smart there.
Yeah.
I appreciate that in any show, movie, or with comedians, the guys that can... you know, give you something to think about, but still just be filthy and, you know.
Like, who's the comedian that's supposed to be in your head and in my head at the same time?
George
right
Carlin?
Now? No, not George Carlin. I think he died.
Yeah, he's dead.
No, not George Carlin. the guy I'm talking about. George Carlin died, too.
Yeah.
But the other guy.
Richard Pryor?
No, white guy, kind of chubby.
John Candy?
No.
John Candy.
There's a zillion dead white comedians.
Chris Farley?
No, he's one of the most hilarious dudes ever. But
Fatty Arbuckle?
Chris Seinfeld.
Jerry's still alive.
For now.
He is.
Oh, he is?
Isn't he? Dude, it would suck so much if Jerry died.
I knew who you were trying to get at.
Yeah, I'll remember it later, but I don't want to do
say
the whole,
one of his jokes.
I don't want to do... I can't retell a comedian's jokes. That would be like fucking trying to play football with...
Randy Moss.
Randy Moss. Dr. Football. I don't know any football Dr. players. Football. Fucking the guy from the Miami Dolphins. Dan Marino.
Dr. Football.
I don't know.
His cure for everything is just to fucking tackle you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't have too much more on South Park, really, myself. But there is another movie. Well, that's not a good segue because we're talking about a show. But there's a movie coming out based on a cartoon. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles live action movie.
It's actually kind of based on our childhood.
Didn't they already have a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie lately?
They had the CGI one.
Yeah, they had the CGI one.
But that was... I didn't even see that, and I didn't count that.
I work with a dude who's 30, and he keeps getting after me. He's like, how have you not seen the Ninja Turtles movie?
The new one? TMNT?
Why would you? Like,
that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, why would I have seen it?
They have all new characters now, and it's very... It's extra ninja-y, you know what I mean? Like, one of the biggest bad guys in it is just a girl who's a ninja. That's boring. I want to see a fucking alligator who wears a leather vest and goes, guarantee.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah, I want to see that little brain guy, like, get Crank. Inside of another
The little
body.
Brain guy?
Yeah, their main
Crank?
Villain was a brain. Yeah, Krang is the shit.
Whoa.
Shredder kind of
was the main guy.
No,
Krang was Shredder's boss.
Krang was the brain
behind definitely things. Was.
And it's very unsettling to That's watch terrible. The Ninja Turtles and not have their proper voices.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Like Uncle Phil doing Shredder.
That goes for any show.
Though.
Any show that comes back with different voices than what you're used to is just
Yeah, if they brought Futurama back with a whole new cast, I would have shit my pants
You're right,
and nailed
though, like,
it to them.
cool in the old Ninja Turtle movies, like TMNT 1 and 2, Secret of the Ooze.
Oh, amazing.
Cool in that was Vanilla Ice rapping on stage while they breakdanced and fought.
Yeah.
You know, wasn't... They were Toka and Razor.
I know everybody went out and bought those toys after that movie.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'd play with them in the tub. Just me and them naked, all together.
I remember. I was there in the tub with you, remember?
Oh, yeah.
We used to play pedal bike. We'd put our soles of our feet together.
Oh, yeah.
And just pedal in the tub.
Yes, I remember that now.
And your dad...
You were the guy with the... Yeah.
Wait.
Back to Ninja Turtles, guys.
But yeah, they're doing a live-action movie. It's due out not till 2011. But they say it's going to be a Batman Begins-style reboot where it shows the origins of them. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping... If they keep it kind of dark, I don't mean like with an all-black cast, although it'd be kind of cool too.
The Black Turtles.
But no, if they keep it with the dark style, you know.
Well,
I think that'd be really definitely. Cool.
The writer works too, of the new one is Kevin Eastman, who did the comic books and the original movies.
Well, Kevin, he was half the guys who invented the fucking comic.
Yeah, Peter Laird. So. Peter Laird was the other guy, the co-creator.
Yeah.
And he's on board as executive producer.
Which is awesome.
He says they're trying to grab the spirit of the comics. Like the old comics, like before Turtles.
Well,
became...
The original comics were really dark.
Yeah.
Well, you
even the original movie was darker compared to the next.
Hanging out in sewers underground.
Eating pizza with... Why did they always have... I didn't get that. Pizza with like the stupidest stuff on it.
It was just anchovies.
No, it wasn't. Remember they used to get marshmallows and anchovies on it, dude. Like there's always something... else.
They're teenagers, man. They're stupid.
And they're turtles.
Turtles, I guess. See weird shit.
Well, they can't be that. You gotta get, if they're, the fact that they're a turtle and they made it to be a teenager and a ninja, I don't think they're that stupid.
Yeah.
They gotta be kind of smart. I'm certainly not a ninja.
Except for Michelangelo. He was always kind of a little
stoner.
A little crazy.
Yeah, he was definitely the stoner.
Yeah.
For sure. But he was also, he was like the head of the pizza council as far as the turtles went.
He was
always getting the pizzas, right?
He got a free ride because he was a pizza guy.
Yeah, he was the pizza guy.
And he probably wrote April.
Oh, well, we'll get it. Maybe he did, but we'll get to that
later. Yeah, we all know they all wrote April.
Oh, well, we might have proof of that, but we'll get into that in a
Vernon minutes. Tried as well. But
That's going to be in the director's cut of that movie.
Yeah. Just Vernon railing April.
Sometimes I wish I didn't break all my turtle toys, you know, just to reminisce and have them all. But once I got to that certain age where Devin's laughing at me.
I can just picture you sitting like just smashing your toys like one after
you
another.
You knew that's what I was getting to, didn't you? You know, you hit that age where destruction is like the most fun thing. Fire and destruction. What age is that? 13?
Yeah.
We used to light everything on fire. We used to take our turtles and just smash
Karen
them.
Avenue. The magnifying glass out under the sun.
Yeah, I literally did the magnifying glass with G.I. Joe's.
How long does that take?
Like,
I never did that.
It takes like an hour, but it's totally worth it.
Really? Ooh. After like 59 minutes and 59 seconds.
Well, once your parents take your maps away from you, you're pretty much...
ADD is a good thing in that case then.
Yeah.
Possibly. But, we used to play hockey with our turtles. I remember we had this kid, we'd put him in nets with no gear and just fucking blast him with Ninja Turtles. And some of them were sharp as fuck.
Yeah.
Like Slash, remember Slash?
Yeah.
The one with all the spikes on him and all that stuff. Imagine having him fucking bat it at your face.
Oh, you never took the size out of Raph's hand. What the
Exactly, you're getting pierced with Ninja Turtles. It's worse than a puck. You would rather have a puck being hit at your balls.
I mean, imagine going to the hospital and having that as your excuse. It's like you need to have like 20 stitches because you were hit in the face with a Ninja Turtle.
Because Toka
still lodged
hit you
in you.
Ray Fillet hits you in your esophagus.
Casey Jones.
Oh, Casey Jones.
He looked like Kim Mitchell in the movies.
Kim Mitchell, is that a patio lantern?
That's Kim Mitchell. Okay, I have a Ninja Turtles fact that's going to blow your minds.
Really?
It's going to blow your minds. Michelangelo from Ninja Turtles 1, played Charlene from the TV show Dinosaurs. Donatello played Robbie from Dinosaurs. Two Ninja Turtles ended up being dinosaurs on the sitcom Dinosaurs About Dinosaurs.
I'm the baby.
We all remember that.
Fucking, that character gave me nightmares for years.
Gotta love me.
Because his head used to spin around.
And the fucking, he would be like murdering people.
Not with the mama, is that the one?
Yeah, no. Not the mama.
I didn't like that show.
Mama.
Oh my god.
I actually tried to watch
literal nightmares for years about that fucking baby dinosaur.
I tried to actually watch an episode of that on YouTube just because I was like, oh man, I used to watch this. And I sat there perplexed and I didn't laugh once. And I was like, this is the shittiest shit. But the costumes were pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I gotta give him that.
Getting in Earl's costume would be quite a task.
With Earl? Yeah. While he's still in there? No one will ever notice. Yeah. But you said about Donatello. Didn't Corey Feldman
play Donatello? I mean the guys in the suits. Like, the guys that were in the actual suits in the first ones. Suits, okay. Michelangelo and Donatello went in to be in the suits in the dinosaurs. Corey Feldman did Raphael's voice, and he went on to do it again the second one, but I think
Donatello.
Not the third one.
I think it was Donatello.
Yeah, Donatello, that's right.
Well, I mean, to be fair, the Ninja Turtles in those dinosaur suits couldn't have been that much different, so they had quite a bit of experience.
Yeah, being in suits.
Yeah, well, it'd probably be kind of nice for them, though. Like, they're used to having to do, like, backflips and spin kicks, and then all they have to do is fucking
waddle around the kitchen.
Lumber around like a big lummox and just not do any kicks or anything.
I have to say, they're doing it pretty good, though. Like, I just got on the PlayStation that Ninja Turtles in Time.
Yeah, they remade it.
That's fucking great. Like, that's back to my childhood. 10 hours straight.
Can you still throw foot soldiers into the screen?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Okay.
That's how you beat the final boss, isn't it? You have to throw them up at the screen?
I don't think the final, but isn't it like the boss in the middle where Shredder's in a machine and you... And then you throw the foot soldiers and they hit the Shredder's machine. Remember that?
I think I do remember that, actually.
They put a new game out, the Turtles did.
Yeah, it's that Smash 'em Up or Smash 'em for a Wii.
Oh, what the hell is it called? I had it written down.
Smash Up?
Smash Up. Do you guys see any looks of that?
I did. It looks like a shitty Smash Brothers, and when you read reviews of it, people just say, I wish I was playing Smash Brothers instead.
Smash Brothers is a good game.
It is a good game because it has so many different characters. If you have the Ninja Turtles and you can just jump and hit with their weapon, like, I think we're a little bit beyond that now, you know?
Picture if they did this properly. Like, this one, it's all those new characters, like, just stupid characters that I've never heard of. Like, there might be a guy just named, like,
Blade Slasher,
and he has a sword. Or, like, Zhang Li, and it's just, like, your average Asian-looking guy with a sword, you know? It's dark looking, and I don't like how the graphics are, but imagine if they did a cartoon-style, Smash Brothers-style Ninja Turtles game with all the classics, with, like, Leatherhead and Ray Fillet, Splinter, I could give her... Yeah, Splinter.
Who's a Gecko?
Yeah, he'd
have to be in it, but I wouldn't.
Oh, who was Mondo the Gecko? Mondo Gecko was
Mondo
awesome.
Gecko, yeah.
And then fucking
Napoleon Bonfrog.
They had that Japanese rabbit guy.
Yeah, Usagi Yojimbo.
Yeah, Usagi Jimbo. He was cool.
Baxter Stockman. Isn't he the fly?
Yeah. Baxter's the fly.
He's the first boss.
I went into the IMDb page for the new Ninja Turtles, and they say Rick Moranis has to play Baxter Stockman. And I was like, well, I think he was born to play that role.
On the forums or just on the actual
Just in the IMDb forums, like where people are gossiping.
They actually kick in his door and put a gun to his head. Yeah, he has no choice.
You have to be Baxter.
Okay, I guess so. Haven't done anything else lately. Has he done anything?
Probably. I don't think he's hard up for work. He's pretty, you know, famous dude. But
I guess he's a shoo-in for any kids nerdy professor that you need.
And he dominated Ghostbusters, obviously, as the keymaster.
Speaking of Ghostbusters, that cameo that he did in Zombieland...
I haven't seen Zombieland.
Zombieland. I didn't see that.
I heard it was
really, really good. And they got, what's his name, Bill Murray?
Yeah.
There's a cameo in it.
As a Ghostbuster?
I don't know if he's a Ghostbuster or what.
Someone told me his cameo is good, that he plays like the Bill Murray that everyone loves.
Yeah. I heard it like made the movie.
Yeah, sarcastic and dry.
So I definitely want to see it now.
They're still working on a new Ghostbusters movie. They're like,
still?
Oh yeah, it's still in discussions. Like,
yeah, after the last video game, they said it was so well received that they pretty much have to,
because they got all the original voices back. And when you get those four guys together, like, hey, you have nothing better to do than be Ghostbusters right now.
I felt like a little kid again when you start the game in the opening scene, and it cuts into the music and the drum roll and the Ghostbusters. You're just like 10 years old again. Yeah. It's the best feeling.
Do you remember the Ghostbusters toys where you could put the finger on the tongue and it would snap on your finger?
So those things are awesome.
Those are the worst. But I remember playing with them, but it's just a toy that hurts you. They have sharp, jagged teeth.
There's a purple thing like this.
Yeah, there's a purple one and an orange one, and you crick it back, like, you know, if you put your, like, an alligator's mouth. You crick it back and it locks, and then you press their tongue and it just fucking snaps your finger, and it may or may not break your skin. But then you do it again because it's a toy. You're like, I guess that's what it's supposed to do.
That sounds like a toy that I'm glad I didn't have.
Yeah, my cousin had it.
Your cousin's a fucking
jerk.
He used
to jam my finger in
there. Hey, I have one too, so shut the fuck up.
Devin's like fucking...
You're playing with your toy?
Yeah.
Ow! Cool.
Why do I keep asking?
All day.
I guess that would probably... The whole game probably came up when they were like, what could we use the Wii nunchuck for? We could use it as an actual fucking nunchuck.
Michelangelo.
And you could, if it could actually capture it, and you can go around whapping people with the nunchuck, that'd be pretty cool. It'd be very violent. You'd break TVs.
Yeah, your controller
parents would love
just
that.
You're swinging your Wiimote and it just splits off and flies into your grandmother's face. She's just sitting there sleeping in her wheelchair with a blanket on her legs. You're
with a bowl of cold pea soup next to her, yeah, and fucking applesauce all over her stupid bib. Because your grandma can't fucking eat very good, Luke.
Can't eat. You leave her out of this.
Oh. Your grandmother.
We should, maybe we should get into this Turtles video, because I'm dying to see the reaction of you guys.
Oh, this Turtles video?
Okay, there's this video. Again, we're going to post it up on www.redmattersite.com, along with some of these pictures and stories we've discussed. I'll just set it up a little bit. It's called the TMNT Iwana Bibles.
Oh, Christ.
And it's really filthy. It's about 2 minutes long. It's hilarious. We're just going
to sure
play
we're going to be able to post this up on our forums?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who All cares? Right. This is It's so funny.
This is going to be obscene, isn't it?
Oh, just watch this. April walks in. Splinter trips her.
Oh, Michelangelo.
What a fucker.
What are you doing here?
Then his erection bounces
through
his turtle shell.
It literally breaks through his turtle shell.
Don't cut me no slack. April O'Neil is blowing Michelangelo after Splinter tripped her with a string and she fell into his crotch.
And Splinter didn't want any of that. Not yet, anyway. Oh, look at that. Oh.
Has, what? Right now they're standing up and pumping. He just peeled the front of April O'Neil's pants off.
He didn't like open her fly. He opened up the wall.
Look how graphic this
he
is.
He just threw her on the news desk and now he's banging her out.
The funny thing is, you know there's someone out there who probably was dying to see this. Like, this was their fantasy. And it came true.
And
someone made it, right?
Yeah. Four of them are probably in this room right now.
Awkward silence.
He
stuck nunchucks in her ass. And now he's laying down. She's riding on top of him.
Yeah, that's creative.
Here she goes. So basically, Michelangelo just got ridden down a flight of stairs by April. Now the Technodrome is coming.
Oh wait, best part. Listen to this. Krang starts making out with him.
Krang's robot body is making out with Mike's head, while Krang, the brain, is blowing his brain.
Come in my mouth! Vernon is watching
Vernon's
it all.
Vernon's jerking off. Look at the vein on his
dick. Woo! Why is it pink?
Because it's mutant. Vernon comes mutant.
He turns into a giant dick with a hand for a dick.
Written by Matthew Janicak and Benjamin something. So what do you guys think of that one?
That was pretty sexy, I have to say.
Will you watch it again?
That was ridiculous.
Maybe. Watch it again?
Not
right
that,
now.
Was that honestly not one of the most ridiculous things you've seen? I've seen a lot of stuff on the internet.
Yeah.
But that's got to be... That's up there.
A gem.
It is a gem.
Someone actually sat down and animated
it. Animated it, yeah.
But if I could animate that good, I would probably make stupid shit like that too.
They had a cast for it. They had a cast.
Yeah, voice acting casts. Yeah. There's a voice acting for Krang, and all he said was, come in my mouth. How hard is that?
It was a good
they actually had casting calls like, all right, I need you to say, come in my mouth, kind of slurred, like Krang, if you could.
Like, who's Krang? Well, he's a brain from Dimension X.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How you remembered he's from Dimension X.
Oh, man, Dimension X. They had that big screen. That was cool.
Yeah.
They'd like turn it on and they'd walk in and out of it.
Yeah.
That was wicked. The Rock Soldiers were there. Neutrinos. Remember the Neutrinos?
Yep.
A lot of girls have hairdos that look like Neutrinos.
Yeah.
Rihanna kind of looks like a Neutrino. It bothers me. She dresses like one and
she
has hair like
me.
One. It bugs
Maybe
me.
Maybe that's the look she's going for. Maybe she was a big Ninja Turtles fan when she was younger.
If she admitted it, I'd be cool with it.
Oh, yeah.
But the fact that she just looks like it, eh.
Yeah.
Silliness.
So, Rihanna, if you're listening to this, definitely let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to hook up
I
with
actually
me,
don't have a problem with it.
If you want to hook up with me, I mean, you got to fix that up, you know?
Luke will not have sex with you, Rihanna, if you're...
I will
don't
not.
Come clean about the Ninja Turtle shit, all right?
This is your chance.
We're sick
now.
Of your shit.
You know where our site is, okay?
It's redmattersite.com.
Yeah, everybody
you make good music, but come to our site. Post something in the forum. All right, we're done being specially fucking retarded and stupid.
Yeah. So let's take a bit of a break and come back with some more news.
Yes. People getting shot at when they shouldn't be getting shot at. You're listening to Background Noise at www.redmattersite.com.
All right, the next one is kind of interesting. A homeowner says a Phoenix police officer shot him 6 times in the back during a 911 home invasion call. Now, he was the one calling 911 because someone else broke into his house.
Okay.
And the police busted in his door and shot him 6 times.
Just imagine being that guy. Well, first of all, what happened was the intruder busted in through the window. And the homeowner was also a gun owner. So he was just like, all right, I'm stopping this shit right now. Tackled the guy and held a gun to him. Like, this isn't going any further. So then he calls 911. They show up. And he's probably thinking like, oh, thank God the police are here. And they start firing at him, riddling him.
Yeah, the guy jumped into his kid's bedroom, so they couldn't even see the actual vandal. He was, like, behind a door, so they just look in, and they see this guy holding a gun.
Oh, is that what it was? They just saw that.
Yeah. They didn't even ask questions.
The two cops weren't even there for that 911 call. Like, they were in the neighborhood.
They were chasing a dude that was on the loose. And
oh, really?
Was it the same guy?
They thought it was the same guy, but...
So everything was just so confusing, they just wanted to shoot some people and hope for the best.
Somebody's getting
shot. One important thing to keep in mind is that 2 of those 6 shots were when he was already on the ground, incapacitated.
Yeah. That's a little excessive.
The fun doesn't stop there either.
No.
So while this was happening, he was still on the phone with 911. And after they shot him, apparently, they tried to cover it up.
Yeah, because they record 911 calls, and they could actually hear it from their end of these police officers saying, okay, we just shot a...
The first thing the guy said was, fuck, in the article that I read. Yeah. Which, what better to say after you've riddled an innocent man full of ammunition?
Once you realize it, that's pretty much the only thing you can say.
Yeah. This quote says, the complaint states that Officer Lilly admitted that it was only after Tony was laying bullet-ridden on the ground that he assessed the situation. From now on, we're going to assess beforehand, and then we're going to shoot 6. What he happened? Didn't even do anything.
He probably fled the scene. He's like somewhere drinking grape Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Oh, Derek.
Hey, I'm not saying he's
Did
black.
Did you have to go there? Neither was I.
I just pretend to own the place. Like, yeah, you got the right guy. So
yeah.
I'm staying here.
Yeah. Have a seat on the couch.
So we're to the point of him on the ground with 6 bullets in his back. So what do they do then? But drag him outside by his foot?
Yeah, after he pleaded to not be dragged out because he didn't want his family to see him fucking spitting blood out of his mouth like he just took a kick from Van Damme.
Well, he thought he was dead,
Jean-Claude
right?
Van Damme, that is.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Not Rob Van Damme.
Not Rob. Although that would hurt, too.
That would hurt, too.
With a chair to your face. Yeah.
Van
Damme. Van
Damminator, exactly. 420. Things are hilarious.
They are.
So the guy was shot 6 times. He was certain he was dead. He's like, I'm dead. And so it was like
he said that, and then he's like, I'm not.
Well, his last wish was, he was like, just don't let my kids see me this way.
Didn't he say like, I love you guys, like to his family, like, you know, I love you. Something like
that. I think he was kind
of. He said, I love you guys to the cops that shot him. You were just doing your best.
My
Jesus
wife
forgives you.
My wife was a real bitch. Thanks for getting me out of this one.
Wow.
Yeah, but the cops were like, fuck that. They just.
He pleaded to them to not be yanked out by his foot. I think that's a fair plea.
Then instead of taking him to the hospital in the back of the car,
it was the Reservoir Dog scene all over again. The police officer was saying, "You're not gonna die. Say the fucking words. I'm not gonna die.
Not gonna die.
I'm not gonna die." Which was pretty thrilling.
They what's the hood of the car?
They put him on the top of the car and drove away.
Why? Like what? What was their reasoning for that? Okay, we've got to clear up the scene. Here's what we do. Grab him by the leg and just drag him, and we're going to put him on the hood of the car. Really? Maybe the trunk.
What do we do after
maybe.
That?
Drive.
Grab away.
We'll just drive. Shouldn't we tie him there at least?
It's just easier.
No, he'll hold on.
Like the
Quentin Tarantino movie, just tie him on the front of the hood. Maybe he can do some stunts like that girl.
What was that called again? Death Proof?
Death Proof. I like how they went out of their way in the report to say that they put him on the hood of the car, which was hot.
Yeah.
So not only has he been shot 6 times, dragged by his leg in front of his crying family, and put under the hood of a car, it's also hot. Like,
it's so hot on this
like,
hood.
He's just getting dragged. He's like thinking, things can't get any worse. Ah, goddamn. This motherfucker's hot.
Get some blisters.
It's in Arizona. It's already hot. Like,
you fry him like an egg on there.
The whole situation is just shit.
It's like the Polish poor guy in the airport and was in Vancouver. This is like the new one of those.
And like magically the guy doesn't die.
A guy got tasered because he couldn't speak English. He was having a fit because like nobody understood what he was saying. And he just wanted to get out of there.
The thing is, if you don't speak English and you start having a fit, I will taser you. I don't give a fuck. If you're in someone else's country going, I'm going to like, electrocute your ass.
Yeah, but there's a difference between shooting someone once to get them down and like an extra 10 shots, which is kind of what they did with the taser. They got him and they just kept getting him over and over and over and over.
He doesn't shut up, fry his ass.
I think they could have cuffed him, but...
Fry him. Give him a little taser. What's a little shock treatment?
Like, I don't know. Like, speaking in a different language louder isn't going to help any more than speaking in a different language quietly or playing Pictionary with someone.
Sure. I agree.
So Pictionary. Taser his ass.
We actually have the phone call from 911, too.
Yeah, we do have that. Maybe cue up the 911 phone call. What's the title of that? It's on YouTube. Again, we're going to post it up. You can go on YouTube and put in police brutality, cop shoots homeowner 6 times. That should bring it up. If it doesn't, you're stupid.
What is the location of the emergency?
He's not a pretty man.
What's the emergency?
I just had gunshots through my window.
Is anybody hurt in your house?
I don't know yet, but I have 2 kids here.
Okay, sir, I want you to check your children immediately. Check your children. Check your children. I'll get some help started. Check your family, sir.
Oh, shit.
That sounds really awful.
Wow. That's gross.
You just shot the homeowner. There's the fuck I was talking about.
Sir, what's happening?
I was shot, bitch.
Yeah.
What's happening, sir?
Oh. You're on with 911,
sir. Coming. Tell me what happened.
I don't think he's on the phone at this point, like holding it to his ear.
Yeah, you wouldn't be holding the phone. The phone's probably like...
Sir?
How irritating is that? You're dying and you hear this stupid bitch with one of those voices. Excuse me, please, sir, I need you to talk.
Blow your nose, bitch, before he talks to me.
He kind of looks like a lesbian. Look at the picture.
He does.
Doesn't
sir?
He? His wife looks all right.
She's hearing that. Why don't you just send someone?
Well, someone's on the way already. She's just trying to assess the situation.
It sounds like the worst fuck-up. In a, like a long time.
Yeah.
Like it just sounds like people just yelling and shooting each other. Like it would have been better off if the fucking robber had the gun, robbed them, and then got away with whatever he took.
Yeah.
A fucking lamp and purse.
Lamp.
Yeah, people talking about this were like, I would rather just
get robbed.
Push the robber out of the house and then just that be the end of it.
Yeah.
Cause like
or let him take stuff.
Yeah, well, calling police to your house is apparently a really awful idea.
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. I know, that your help is going to shoot you 6 times.
Imagine how much worse that would have been if that guy was black. Because you know how much they
shoot. Well, he looked like he was Mexican, right?
Yeah.
And it was in Arizona, so.
So they're just like,
so stupid as hell.
They think
he
it's like the
20s. He matches the description.
Yeah, exactly.
Shoot him.
They think it's like the 60s again, where you can just do a crime and just say, a Negro did it. And they're like, okay, we'll pick one up. That's it. They drive down to Harlem and just pick somebody.
I have a feeling that the Arizona police are probably still thinking like that a little bit.
They're in a rough shape.
No offense to anyone that's in Arizona, but you're probably fucking stupid and inbred.
Well,
wow.
Except for Steve Nash, who plays.
How can you prefix that with no offense to anyone in Arizona?
Everyone in Arizona can suck my cock.
They have cactuses, just plants that can like prick you. I mean, smarten up.
Really. High on peyote all the time.
I know.
And they have voluptuous deserts.
And coyotes. Get it together.
Yeah, so I don't know if you guys know, but those guys got off in the end.
What?
Those police officers, there was like normal conduct. Like no...
They got nothing.
No, nothing. It's just average day.
Ugh.
Average day. They actually do this daily.
Just another day.
One guy just happened to be on the phone.
If they don't go to jail, they have to lose their jobs. That would be disgusting.
Well, they didn't.
They didn't, and it's case closed. They're not doing anything
case
more.
Case closed. DA says it's fine.
What more proof
I'm
do you need when you have a phone call and a body? Well, he's alive, but still a body with slugs in it. Bullet slugs, not animals.
So that's that.
What would be worse, having bullets in you or slugs?
What about bullets that turn into slugs?
Oh, that'd be awful.
They go inside you and then they turn to slugs and they just start like devouring your insides.
Oh, who shit. This?
That's like a futuristic gun. Someone should use that if you make video games out there. It probably exists in, like, Turok or some shit that I never played.
Yeah.
You idiot. There already is a slug to slug shooter gun.
It's called the Slug Destroyer.
Fucking idiot. You're such an idiot, Luke.
Well, if you live in Phoenix, don't call the police. Whatever you do, take your chances.
But in other news, I do have a question for you guys. Do you know who Ryuichi Ichinokawa is?
Oh, he's an Asian. Short guy?
Probably no, has glasses. He's huge and he's black.
I have no idea who he is.
No, he's a little Japanese guy. He's the guy that started the amazing Rent-A-Friend.
Rent-A-Friend?
Yeah, there's a thing in Japan happening right now, and this guy has, I think, let me see, he has 30 agents working for him who can pretend to be a relative, boyfriend, spouse, or best friend. And there's about 10 different groups of people in Japan that have a Rent-A-Friend thing. And they'll do anything you want. They'll the quote here says, they're stand-in, they can be your best man, your relatives, your friends, your colleagues, boyfriends, girlfriends, and or like if you're on a date or something, you can have this guy roll by and make you look really good. Or
that wouldn't be a bad idea.
To make another person jealous, to make them want you more, and stuff like that. And this dude is making a significant amount of money just being a Rent-A-Friend.
So it's a bunch of different people. It's not like one
guy. There's 30 of them.
He started it. There's 30 of them. Wow. Yeah.
He started actually like he was one of them himself. He's been to weddings and stuff. Like it says here, he charges $150 per wedding appearance or more if he has to speak or sing karaoke.
I would love to do that.
Which I'm sure he wants to sing karaoke.
I would love to pay a little Japanese man to sing karaoke at my wedding. Not even at my wedding. Just bored on a Saturday night drinking. Sing for me, Ryuichi.
Well, seriously, though, that guy's an amazing actor if he can pull that stuff off.
Yeah.
Playing the best man at a wedding, he says that in a certain amount of time that he's been doing it, like years, he's never been caught. And he's talked to relatives and pretended to be the best man. They've asked him questions about their past, and he just kind of weasels away out of it.
That's a lot of research you'd have to do, though.
He actually says that the preparation, the work is gratifying, but the preparation is exhausting.
I imagine. Going to a wedding, you have to know pretty much who every guest is and what they're going to say. Depending on the part you play, like if you're playing like the best friend or something, you got to know everybody.
It's a big
deal. And like you're learning a whole person's life in a matter of days, which is insane.
Yeah, he's got to be a smart fellow to do that.
He must have like loopholes to get out of every conversation.
Yeah.
Like so, I heard you guys met here.
I think I have to piss.
Yeah.
The front of his pants just get wet, and he just scurries off.
No, Ryuichi would never do that.
I don't know. Okay,
I'll be the first to say that's a little depressing.
It's very depressing.
Yeah.
It's like a premium whore. Like, he's like a super pimp.
Well, super pimp.
They don't just fuck you, they'll be your best friend.
Do they fuck you?
I'm sure they would fuck you if you wanted to be fucked by a little Japanese man.
Can I rent a woman to stand on a certain street so I can cruise for her and pick her up and maybe get my balls suckled on?
Surely he must. I mean, 30 employees, one must be a woman.
There must be an escort one. Just wait a couple months and it'll all come out that it's a prostitution ring. He's probably blowing grooms when he shows up at these weddings.
Yeah.
That's all he's doing.
That's the real payment for him. But he says he really enjoys it, so, you know, that's good for him.
Man, that would be hard work.
Blowing the groom?
Oh, yeah, he does have female employees. 30 male and female employees.
Different skills.
Different ages and different skills. Wow.
The sad thing is, right now, I'm at a point in my life where even if I had a rented best friend, I wouldn't have anything good for him to do. I'd be like, I don't know, just help yourself to some cereal.
Sit around and watch me play WoW for a couple hours.
There's no milk, but have some cereal.
Yeah. There's some yogurt if you eat cereal with yogurt.
Just hire like the sexiest Japanese woman to just stand behind you and just tell you how wicked you are. Yeah, feed you grapes, fan you, all that stuff.
I don't know. If you could hire like a hot chick to be your wingman at the bar for one night, that might pay off.
Could be.
Well, like they said, they will help people become jealous of other people so that, you know, they have a better chance. So, like, that's what they're implying.
Like, it's got to be some bad karma, though.
Probably, but who cares?
He's making money, so it's okay, right? Yeah. Everything's okay if you make money doing it.
It's true. So that's that. There's Rent-A-Friends. If you're, you know, if you're going down that path, I can hook you up with the guy.
You know? I've got a guy.
I've got this guy. He's a Rent-A-Friend. Does real good jobs. What you need done? He'll come by, swing by, tell a couple jokes, sing a bit of karaoke, cook you a pizza.
That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
If like on his payroll, he has like a plumber. He has like a prostitute. He has like a tap dancer, a retired astronaut. It's like, I don't know. I just want to ask a retired astronaut questions. He's not a real retired astronaut. He's just going to pretend to be. I don't care.
I would.
I want to hear about his trip to space.
Tell me about the moon. Just lie to me.
Yeah.
Good way to get around unions and stuff too. You just say, hey, I got a friend coming over to do this work on my house.
Exactly.
I would abuse this so bad. Like I would hire a guy just to come into my house so I could just cook shit and then dump it on him and laugh at him.
Exactly.
You know,
like how far would you go once you realize that you could do anything you wanted because you're paying for him?
Just invite him
like,
over.
Like just stand there and hold this.
And how far would they actually be willing to go too?
On his head.
Yeah.
It's like the first time you pour something on them, they leave, or would they actually stick around for the money?
I wouldn't do anything too bad because they'd give you a fireball and you'd fly. The
Japanese are an honorable people.
It's true.
Well, every group of friends has one clown that everyone picks on. Could you hire them to do that? Like to be the butt of every joke.
I think if you tried, he might flip it on you and destroy you and then steal your friends.
Well, that's not what you're paying him for.
Hey, he's not
that's a breach of contract.
Yeah, we could just rent him for the show and just like lay him down on the coffee table and just spit on him every poo. See how much
that
spit we can
racist,
get on him by the end of the show.
Yeah, that's fucking really sick.
How many racist things are that this episode? That's a good three,
I think
four.
That we just lost our Japanese fans.
Fuck. I wanted to be big in Japan.
Me too. Well, everybody's big in Japan. Zing!
Yeah.
Hi-yo!
How thrilling.
Kind of like on the same topic, but straying. It always makes me wonder about the ads you see in the paper for escorts and stuff.
Yeah.
Like it just, talking about that.
Yeah, we were just talking about
really.
Like, are they being sincere with what they're saying, or is everything slang for something else?
Yeah, like if you have an ad in the paper as an escort, I'm just going to assume that you've sucked at least three or four dirty dicks in a row.
Yeah.
Well, I went out
the
west.
Dirty dozen.
I went out to Calgary for a while.
Escort pages in Calgary?
Like it's 60, ridiculous. It's like half the fucking phone book is escorts. Yeah.
How bad? That'd be kind of fun too. You're just sitting at home and you're bored. Call her up. Hey, give me a little rub around.
Well, they're just like regular girls, right?
It's like classy prostitution.
It is. It's super prostitution. It's superstition.
Super prostitution. Their pimp is like sitting in the Hall of Justice with a dinner table that's just retardedly long, even though he never has visitors. Everything echoes when he speaks. He has a big cape with a big capital P on it, just stands for pimp. And he's just slapping bitches all day.
That's what
he
does. Blowing the cape all day.
Yeah, just a fan blowing. No,
you can't have a fan. You gotta have the women there.
The women doing.
Oh
it.
Yeah.
And he talks like an old blaxploitation pimp. Okay, bitch. Got your ad on the paper, bitch. You go out there, you gonna make that money.
Even though he looks like Skeletor.
Skeletor sitting in his fucking castle.
The throne is made of skulls.
It is.
It has to be.
Yep. You know who used to have furniture made of skulls? Ed Gein.
Ed Gein.
Yep.
That's right. The
Who's
original
that?
Leatherface.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre is based off him.
Okay.
There's actually a movie on him. It's pretty interesting. He's just
very interesting.
Just like they say about anyone who's really crazy, he was always so quiet.
Yeah.
I can't believe he did such a thing. Like, a quiet guy. Meanwhile, he's like this small town. Their population is diminishing. Every day the guy goes out to the sign and like takes it from like 50 to 49. Like, I wonder where he went.
Yeah.
Well, of course he's quiet. He spends all his day boiling skulls.
Yeah, that's a busy business.
He's not going to be loud, like, singing.
Enough time
wham.
To get out there and, like,
you know what could have stopped this? If he had a rent-a-friend.
It's true.
That would have been.
He just invited him
just
over and kill him.
Yeah. He spent a lot of money on Japanese men to kill.
You know what he's famous for, Ed Gein, is he, the Silence of the Lambs thing was kind of stolen from him, too, was he used to make clothes out
of
women.
Flesh.
He had a chest piece connected to a vagina, and he would, like, wear it.
Because he wanted to look pretty.
Was it because he wanted to look pretty?
Because he was
jealous
of girls.
He had mother issues. I know he had mother issues.
Oh, yeah.
Ed Gein. They always have mother issues, these guys.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Usually a good upbringing doesn't lead to wearing people's flesh.
Nope.
Usually.
No. Nope. Usually there's a uncle who stuck a finger somewhere or.
Well, some people turn to drugs.
That's true.
Probably the good way to go.
Well, if you have a choice between murdering people and drugs.
Murder's a lot better for you. It's just not so good for
It's not so good for the people you're murdering, no.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad for them. They don't get to live.
Well, unless you get the chair, then it's not so good.
You know what's a bad drug, though? Crack.
PCP.
Crack makes people do pretty stupid things, like sing at funerals. You guys seen this video?
I wish I had a video clip of a crackhead singing at a funeral.
We might have one. This is on YouTube. It's called Crackhead Singing at Funeral. It's like 3 minutes long. We're not going to play the whole thing. We are going to play it from, like, 2 minutes on, you'll get the idea.
We guarantee you're going to want to watch this whole thing from start to finish because it's fucking great.
Because it builds up, but this is in the middle. You'll get the point. Have you seen this, John?
Look at every note there.
Look at his eyes. He's on crack right now. At someone's funeral.
He's actually singing to God. He sees God right now.
And he definitely doesn't know the words. He's just making noises now.
Oh, yeah. At one point, he asked people to sing with him, but by now it's tapered off because they're just like, we don't know what you're doing.
Well, really, I mean, you're just sitting there in awe of watching this guy try and sing.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like most of his energy is going into standing up.
Yeah, and blinking his eyes.
Yeah. Bugging the nose.
You can power a small town with the amount of times he blinks his eyes.
Oh, hit that note.
Wow.
Wow. What an ending.
Amen. Don't amen. Don't encourage that shit. God is pissed right now.
It was at a funeral, too. Like, there is a dead man in a wooden box.
Yeah. How do you know it's a wooden box? Come on now.
Okay. Everybody wishes they were in that box after that fucking performance.
Yeah.
It was pretty breathtaking.
If you're going to get crackheads to sing at your funeral, obvious joke here. Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown.
It's true.
At least they can probably still, you know, hold a bit of a note.
Yeah. No, so basically, don't, if you're at a funeral, or if you're anywhere really, don't go with your gut, your emotions, because they usually make you do some stupid shit. Like our crackhead friend here. He was like, I'm going to go up here and I'm going to awe this crowd with a beautiful rendition. And he didn't.
That's probably the worst rendition of Amazing Grace I heard in my life.
You know, it's kind of sad because he's probably so out of it that when he got back to his seat, he was like, that was fucking sweet.
Like tears of happiness.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Like, I just sang Amazing Grace so beautifully. That dead man is smiling.
He needs to go on American Idol.
Like his own mom.
Me as well. Just watching him, you can tell that he thinks he's doing good.
He doesn't know any better. Like, you kind of hope that afterwards you'd sit. Hell, you'd go on YouTube and you'd see yourself singing. You'd be like, wow, I was a fucking idiot.
He's too busy smoking crack.
Exactly. Yeah. Or if he did get it on YouTube, he'd be like, sweet. I got 355,000 views, which is more than we get for fucking
anything.
We're not on crack. Do we have to do crack?
Maybe. Maybe we should all do crack and just make like a barbershop. Well, it won't be a quartet. There's five of us. What's five people called?
Cinctet.
Thank you. We'll do a barbershop cinctet, and we'll just smoke crack rocks. We'll wear...
I don't know if that's what it is. Pentatap.
Wear candy stripes.
Sounds good.
Bull caps. Sing a couple songs. But how come nobody was laughing? Like, I think you should be allowed to laugh at that. Like, some people are like, oh no, you shouldn't laugh. He's a crackhead.
It was a funeral, you know. Funny. Like,
and I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people laughing under their breath too. I mean, some people
holding it back.
Oh, for sure.
Oh my god.
Just let this dude.
Just
do
don't
his thing.
Serve crack at your funeral.
Although
no one.
Who knows? I mean, maybe everyone else was on crack too, so maybe it sounded really good to them.
They're stalling.
Like,
crack.
Wow, this guy should be on American Idol for real.
A crack-enhanced funeral. They're going to ship him off, and they'll all have signs they'll be waving. Go, Rashid! Yeah! Just making up
Wallace.
A name. I don't know what his name is. Could be something like that.
Maybe they got the cocaine over here in the bottom of the casket, just like in American Gangster. I don't want to, you know, blow any secret regimes, but...
Secret
saying.
Regimes.
Secret regimes.
Just saying, guys.
He's not going to say anymore. He doesn't want to blow it, so I guess we just have to leave it
maybe
at that.
Maybe he's just mentally challenged and we're all being dicks.
That
it's
could
still,
be it, too.
It's still
everyone at the funeral's like, he's never spoken until now.
All his life he's been saving his words to murder this song. That will never be good to me again. I'll never be able to hear that song and be like, oh, it's so touching. Because it's kind of an uplifting, spiritual song.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'll picture a crackhead every time.
That'd be awful. Somebody get up and sing at a funeral and like actually singing it really well. And you're sitting there laughing because you're picturing this guy singing.
Yeah. What is wrong with this
man? Can you do it like this?
Yeah. Here's the new lyrics. It's just... Yeah.
Hey, maybe this dude's going to make a lot of money off it. And people are going to hire him to go and sing at their... funerals.
Like that Asian dude who's on American Idol. Not funerals, but...
William
Hung.
Oh, God. He's the worst.
She bangs.
He was really bad. I didn't even, like, when that caught on, I didn't even think it was that funny.
No.
I was like, yeah, this guy's annoying. And I can see why people would like him, because people are fucking stupid. But,
it went too far.
Only in Arizona, Derek.
Only in Arizona,
where you get riddled with bullets, yeah, with ammunition.
And it wasn't even the Riddler doing it, nope, as far as we know.
I have a story I can throw out there. I don't know. It's not really of interest to me. And probably not of interest to you. But it's big news right now, so we may as well chuck it out there. This whole stupid John and Kate plus eight thing. You must have heard about this on the news somewhere. Yes. How he took all the money out, left her with like $1,000, and now she's crying about how she has to feed her kids and all this stuff.
There's no way that mom, or Kate, I guess as she goes by, is going to be lacking money. She's every TV show and every magazine. Like, she's making money. Like, even if he took away, you know, whatever he got from his computer programming business, which I'm assuming he has, or a doctor, or whatever the fuck he is, dentist, I'm sure she's still fine.
Yeah, their idea of taking all the money is, like, leaving her with only $5 million.
Yeah.
She's like,
I won't be able to eat rubies anymore.
And I didn't know much about that show, but from what I've heard and from a couple clips I've seen, that she's just a complete bitch.
Like, yeah.
No strings. A bitch on wheels, as I heard someone say today. Which I don't really get how that makes you more of a bitch if you're on wheels. It's kind of offensive if you're in a wheelchair.
When I live with my ex, she'd watch it all the time. And it was an awful show.
So you were stuck with that.
Yeah. But you really, when you're watching the show, you got to feel for the guy, because she is just a monster.
And sometimes he acts like a dick. But at the same time, I understand. You have fucking eight children and a bitchy ass wife.
Yeah, you got to build a shell.
John could kill all these people if he wanted to. But he doesn't. Instead, he just takes some money and you know.
Could he?
Eight babies? He could kill babies.
Some of them
were
like 10 or 15.
Oh, he could kick them and they'd be down.
It looked like a fight from the Matrix.
I mean, do they have weapons, or would they be just like,
of course they have weapons. They're children.
All right, so they might
have
a chance.
Nothing good, though. And John probably knows Aikido.
Just because he's of Asian descent? That's another racist thing.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. There you go.
We went from rape to racism.
Yeah.
It's the 2 R's of success.
What? The 2 R's of success.
That's what it is.
Rape and racism. Wow. That is like the lowest point that I think anyone's ever hit before.
Like, I can't believe this is in the news. They're like two people on a show on the Learning Channel.
I'm learning
getting
nothing.
Divorced. Yeah. And I don't know how anybody cares.
I don't get how it's a show to begin with.
Like, eight children isn't even a lot anymore. They're just, I mean, it's a lot for
Yeah,
most
but
people.
Like, some families have six, some families have seven. Some, like, it's not yeah. like, yeah. you know, you have 20 children. That would be fucked.
It's like it's eight kids that were all born at the exact same time, and there's like, oh shit, we don't have money for eight kids at the same time. It's like, you know 9 months ahead of time what's happening.
Yeah.
There's that chick who's got
the
Octomom chick. No one cares about her. I don't know why people care about this family with the eight kids.
I think she's been in the news a bit. I haven't seen much on her lately, but I'm sure she's getting money and handouts.
That's the thing. I mean, this is still relatively new. Whenever Octomom was new, it was everywhere, which was
no. But John and Kate plus eight goes back farther than the whole.
Oh,
Octomom.
It's been around for a while.
Years.
Ugh, nothing worse than when you have a girlfriend and you got to be subjected to like one show.
Oh,
that you just have to watch. America's Top Model.
Oh.
I remember having to watch that one. And that was, it was just hell. Just ugly girls. They're trying to change the definition of beauty by bringing these ugly girls out. And be like, oh, she's beauty. She has absolutely no hair at all. And one eye is 2 inches down.
And has a thin milky layer over it.
Has a thin milky layer over it. When she walks, she drags her right heel. And they put her in a glittering dress to bring more attention to her terrible tits.
Oh, your scabs aren't bleeding as much this week.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's disgusting.
I've probably seen every episode of So You Think You Can Dance. And I just...
I actually like America's Best Dance Crew.
Life.
Or the team dancing one. I don't know which... Yeah, the dance crew ones. With the Jabberwockies.
Yeah, the Jabberwockies.
They kick ass. I can watch that every fucking week.
Dance
watch
crews,
that every day.
I like.
Yeah.
I like Jabberwocky two people like, dancing and stuff.
I bet like a dragon.
Yeah, because that's basically what you... like. The dance show that John's talking about is like ballroom dancing and other types of like just two people going on a dance.
Oh, it's
dancing.
Every kind of dancing.
Oh, is it?
Demean it, Devin. Yeah. Okay, there's
no,
jazz
I
hands involved.
I haven't actually watched it a lot, but I mean, I didn't think there was like dance crews like there.
No, there's everything. Like they do like lock stepping and like crunk and just fucking everything.
Yeah. Like a
ballet, swan.
A full out dance crew, like 10 people on the dance thing.
Yeah, they do. They have, well, it's a competition, but every once in a while they'll be like, during the competition, they'll break out a dance crew that'll do a dance and then leave.
See, that
and
would be the only part of the show that would be good to me. The rest of it, I'd just be like, this is garbage.
And sometimes, like, a brother and a sister will get separated, and it's always so sad. Cry. It's like, sister made it, but brother didn't, because brother's a big, fat fucking idiot. So he's a galoot. He's going home.
He's a big galoot. He can't do anything.
Fuck him.
And there's always, like, the most incredible gay guys on there. Like, the most dazzling. Like, when they dance, there's glitter dust falling off them. Yeah. And they always kind of like have their girl partner who they dance with all the time.
But they don't want to get too close to them.
But they don't
want to
get too
awkward.
Ew, gross.
You don't have a dick.
Hold you over my head.
Yeah.
And see that? Ew. They're funny.
Yeah, the running out of the room with the plane ticket and spazzing into the camera. I don't need to see that ever again in my life.
Nope. The gold ticket.
No, nope. Willy Wonka is nowhere to be seen.
He's not. It's pretty much the gist of all that shit. Just thought I'd throw that out there. Like, I know we didn't have that as a plan, but I mean, get a couple good little tidbits in there on some junk.
I'm always good with some timbits.
Tidbits.
I think we all could.
Timbits.
So we got some plugs to do before we leave and get some timbits. Luke,
yeah.
Fire at him.
I got a couple sites. www.myspace.com. Futuristic Money Plays. The S on Players is actually a Z, so think about that. And then there's www.myspace.com/LukeJamesJF,
and
that's that.
If you forget any of the actual spellings for it, we have the links everywhere. They're on our Facebook.
It's all on the site.
Yeah, they're on the forums and stuff. And speaking of the forums, that's where we're going to keep putting stuff, like the links.
Stuff. We're just going to put shit there.
Yeah. You know, but we're going to put the links to the stuff we're looking at so you can actually check them out. And we just talk and stuff on there. And we really, like, this is our second show now. We're kind of getting the hang of it. We got some better audio stuff courtesy of Devin this week. So
yeah, we're getting there.
But we still need feedback. We need to know when we're sucking, how long we're sucking for, and
where we're
going to
be sucking. And where we're going to be sucking.
And where we're going to be sucking. So just let us know. Like, we need some feedback, and we appreciate it. We've heard from a lot of people, and it's actually been pretty cool.
It's been good, yeah.
We appreciate everybody.
We always
comments.
Like shooting the shit on the forums, too, with anybody, you know? www.redmattersite.com. I said that a couple times, but can't say it too many times. I think that's about what we have. Do you guys want to clap together?
No.
Oh, one thing, too. If anyone's from the 902 area code, let us know and see what can happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're a really sexy girl. What? Zach here trying to get a date. By the way. Yeah.
Like, if anyone's in the area and
wants to swing by my place.
Yeah. Anything if you're, you know, anything of interest, we can always put you on the show.
This is true, yeah. I agree. Says Zach as he plays with his jewelry like a mob boss.
That's like what
that.
I do.
I like that. Yeah, you got some you wanna come by? Fucking say something on the show? Okay. Yep.
That's that.
That's that.
Next week.
Next
same,
week.
Same time. Same channel. No bats.
Even though it's not live.
Yeah. It's not
and
live.
It's not on a channel.
I don't know. Shit is pretty live in here, y'all.
Life of the party detector is going off right now.
It's going off right now. All right.
Peace out.
Peace.
We're done.
Bye. See ya. Ciao. I love you.
We definitely.